And now, another scandalous adventure with Maguchino Dickerson, Sex Detectives.
Now, Driggsy, we appreciate your cooperation for fessing up to the robbery so quickly. But, we've got ourselves a problem here.
We got you at the scene of the crime at 8:36, but your neighbor claims he could hear you having loud, passionate sex at your apartment on the other side of town at 7:50. Now, you tell me how you got your missus off with enough time to cross this godforsaken city and take 800 large from the National Bank with enough time to get a coffee on the shoe shine along the way.
It doesn't make a lick of sense. Who are you taking the fall for? The Gambinos? The Winooskis? The Saudis? The Wallapai? We can make this easy on you, Driggsy.
Or we can make this as hard as a diamond-studded dildo in an ice storm. How in the hell did you bring your sweet gal to climax that quickly?
I don't know, baby. I'm just a great lover.
Who are you, Zeus? It's crap. You tell me now.
Hey, maybe it was a screaming no cock ring. Maybe it wasn't. What do I know, huh?
The screaming no!
Yeah, the screaming no cock ring.
Sounds like a bunch of cockamamie. What is this? Some black market piece of junk you found down at the docks?
Something like that, Detective Magooch. Or maybe it's an award-winning cock ring with a super-powered micromotor. You tell me, chump.
Yeah, but it better runs out of juice or real fast.
Afraid not, Sergeant O'Dickerson. See, with this extended pleasure time, the screaming old cock ring brings you hours of pleasure. You guys want to know where I hid the money, or what are we doing here?
Huh. Everyone knows vibrators are just for ladies.
Hey, you didn't hear from me, but this one's got special pleasure knobs for him.
Rest almighty!
Easy with the JC bombs, Magooch. See, Driggsy? I'm a respectable family man. I got 5 kids tearing through the Hogan all hours of the day. Now where would I store an indiscreet pleasure product such as this, eh?
Well, I seem to remember a little bird telling me that the screaming old cork ring's a one-time deal kind of thing. It's affordable, so you can throw it away after one use.
A one-time use? What am I made of, money? All right, Driggsy. No more Mr. Nice Cop. I'm gonna tear your nuts through your eye holes. I'm gonna rip your heart out.
Hey, I got a couple of spares. Do you guys just want one?
Yes. Thank you.
All right, Driggsy, you're free to go.
But I robbed a bank.
I said get out of here!
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Do it now. That's where you get all your sex information, special coupons, special discounts for all of the products that we talk about on the show that will improve your sex life and change your life. And read all of our blogs and watch our videos. Hey, Menace, what's up?
What's going on?
Happy Sex with Emily Day. I just decided it's our day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just feels right.
I'm a little depressed on Sex with Emily Day.
Why? What's wrong, honey?
Have you been reading the news? What's going on?
In the Middle East?
I mean, I put out a warning a couple months ago, but I'm sure you don't even remember.
The Middle East? Are you talking about the bombing in the Middle East? Are you talking about like Taco Bell took away another taco that
I'm
you
talking
like?
About something dead serious right now.
Okay, what?
Hostess filed for bankruptcy, and there's already within a day, there's a Twinkie shortage.
Are you serious?
Swear to God.
Hostess Twinkies and like the cake,
yeah,
the special cakes?
Because all their workers went on strike and then they lost a ton of money and they had to file for bankruptcy.
No more Twinkie. Are you serious? There's a Twinkie shortage?
There's already a Twinkie shortage in America. And I said months ago, because they thought they produced enough Twinkies for a couple years because Twinkies last.
They last like for 150
years.
Yeah. I have a Twinkie from 7th grade in my purse. Yeah.
And they thought they would be okay. And then the workers went on strike. And now there's a shortage.
Oh, my God.
And now there's a bankruptcy. It's a
Hostess? You'd never think they'd go bankrupt.
It's a mess.
It's like Jell-O or something. I mean, that's crazy. I'm so sorry.
There's a little, you know, that hurts me.
I know. I love those cupcakes that you peel off the chocolate top and then there's the cream in the middle. What are those called? The Hostess cupcakes?
Yeah, yeah. But then, the yellow ones are good too.
No, the yellow ones aren't.
Oh,
good.
The yellow ones are good.
Oh, I don't like yellow. But I like the chocolate. And I used to eat those apple pie ones.
Oh, yeah.
Those are so bad for you. And the donuts.
Oh,
the little,
my God.
Every day in seventh grade, my mom would give me money for food for school. Mm-hmm. And I'd buy six of those powdered donuts that come in the package and eat those for lunch.
And then they had the coconut ones and then the chocolate ones.
I don't like coconut.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we could not share Hostess together. But you always see Hostess.
I would stick my penis in it with no protection.
You probably would.
That's how much I would love it.
Where's Hostess based? You know, aren't they like in the Midwest somewhere?
No, they have bakeries all over. Right. There's one. We're here in the San Francisco Bay Area, which is Oakland's very close. And they shut down a factory that had 164 workers.
Oh, my God. That's so sad. But you know what? The workers weren't getting paid. Jesus, that's sad.
It's depressing. Well, I'm sorry to, you know,
why
start
are you
the show
ruining
on a
my
bad
life?
Note.
How can I continue knowing that I can't eat Twinkies anymore? How can I continue
you gotta
with the
show?
You got
to run out after the show and buy every Twinkie that you see.
Seriously, you're right. They'll become collector's items one day. That's crazy.
Stock up, people.
I'm so glad you're reading the newspaper.
They're going to be $1,000 on eBay soon.
I know. Seriously, that is really, really sad. Well, I'm having a crazy day, but it's just because I'm leaving for Mexico tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for Mexico this week, tomorrow, I guess. Yeah.
We had dinner the other night.
I know. What'd you think about our dinner?
Delicious.
Did you love it?
I loved it. Yeah.
It was
to dinner more often.
It was your belated birthday dinner. We went to Flower and Water, which is a delicious restaurant in San Francisco. And it's very hard to get in. And I happen to know the owner.
Oh, excuse me.
And it was fun. They sent you over a little birthday cake,
yeah.
Little birthday dessert. And then we had pasta, leftover pasta, which I'm going to eat tonight for dinner, which you didn't
want.
Are
you serious? That's like a little rabbit nibble.
Yeah, but it's so heavy. It was good.
It was heavy. It didn't seem like a lot. And then we're like, oh, we need to eat more. And
I know,
then
we kept ordering. That was fun. You and I never do that. We were on our phone the whole time, but it just felt like being with you. That's like Menace. You can't hang out with Menace and I'm not on his phone. He was like tweeting every meal, every course.
Yeah, and I posted
and
a photo. And
can find Menace on Instagram at Menace. And I'm Sex with Emily on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, Sex with Emily. And
yeah,
with Menace. Yeah.
I posted a photo of you on my Instagram.
Did
Menace.
I get likes?
You got like 100 something likes.
Really? That's just because everyone likes your stuff, even if you posted a black photo of nothing, like a mistake photo when you dropped your phone. Like, I always take pictures of my purse.
Uh-huh.
Like, people would probably like that if you posted it.
Yeah, I got 113 likes.
Oh, nice.
There was over 17 comments.
Oh, my God. I don't have that many commenters.
Really?
Not really.
Well, they said they love you and they love the podcast.
They love that we're
that
together.
Stuff.
That we really, it's not like fake for the podcast. Yeah. Menace and I really love each other.
We really hang out sometimes.
Deep, sweet love.
When Emily doesn't talk, then we hang out. Because
it's ironic that you hate when I talk when we do a talk show together. That's the irony.
You just like you like talking at inappropriate times.
Just at the
like
movie.
We're preparing for this show, and I was off in some other workspace, and you were in a meeting room space in a soundproof room. And I could hear you from across the office.
Wow, did I have like magical
and
powers?
There was a meeting going on right next to you. If I was in the meeting right next to you, I'd be like, "What the f? Who?" Does
they
this
heard
shake?
Me in the soundproof room.
And you're like 5 foot nothing. How do you produce so much sound?
I don't know. I always have. I'm sort of impressed by my vocal capabilities. No, but you know the story. Like when I was like in second grade, and the teacher would be like, everyone would be talking, and she'd say, "Emily, stop talking," because I was always the loudest, and my voice was really high. I talk like when I up until the age like 12 or whenever your voice kind of changes, I sounded like I was sucking on helium all the time. So my voice sounded like this, like Mickey Mouse. So you could hear it above all the other noise, and then I would always get yelled at for talking.
So your balls dropped. That when
my balls dropped exactly. I don't know. Well, it doesn't. Do you think it still sounds like I'm on helium? Sort of. I mean, I sort of have a strange a voice that's
distinct.
Good word.
Yeah, no, I think it's normal now. I don't
know. Well, you've heard me talking for 7 years.
Yeah, but I hear voices that instantly annoy me, and yours doesn't.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah,
honey.
It's just sometimes it's just too loud at inappropriate times. That's
I understand.
All.
I'm sorry. Don't hate me. Don't hate me for talking. Today's show, we're going to be talking, it's No Shave November, if you knew that. You know how everyone's doing all these mustache things?
Yeah.
Okay, you
hate
it. I
know it's for a good cause, but, dude, people, the mustache craze, come on.
Why does every car in the city have a mustache? It's because of the Movember thing?
No, the mustache thing, okay, that's a car service like Uber.
Oh.
It's called Lyft. And their whole thing is the mustache.
I was wondering, okay, so there's all these cars driving around San Francisco with like big furry mustaches across the front. And I thought that's what was for Movember. So I once participated in this. I was like a, I don't know, spokesperson or I spoke at the event.
You grew a mustache?
No, I didn't grow a mustache, but that would have been really hot. But it's they call it Movember, right? It's for testicular cancer, I think. And people raise money and they grow their beards and they grow mustaches for Movember. Yeah. Or is it mustache Movember or November? It's like for cancer for men or something, right? So there's a lot of that going on. So we thought this is a perfect day to do a manscaping show because that is a very popular topic. Plus, we're going to be answering your emails. Plus, I have to give a shout out to speaking of manscaping, this will fit much better on your manscaped product piece, your manscaped piece, is the Screaming O. It's the official couples ring of the Sex with Emily show. Just go to my website, click on Screaming O, and you get special discounts, and they make the most amazing stretchy vibrating rings that you can fit on your penis that will help you with premature ejaculation. Well, vibration will feel good to you and your partner if you're having sex with a woman and it hits her clitoris in the right place. It's a vibrating ring. They're amazing. So check out Screaming O. Please do that and buy them. They're like really reasonable. And they have a new studio line collection that's all make. It's like makeup. It looks like mascara, but it's a vibrator, blush, and it's a vibrator. It's super cool. So you got to check that out. And yeah, that's what we're going to be doing on today's show, which is very exciting. And we have some news. Sex in the news.
Oh, we do have some news.
Yeah, we do have some news.
People haven't been keeping up on it. Emily has moved to Los Angeles to become a big star.
Right.
And leaving me here in San Francisco.
Yes, but.
But you're not even going to notice because we're going to have so many shows.
Yeah, we're still doing shows every week. So don't worry about it. Menace is coming to LA and we're doing shows.
Yeah, all right. I'm booked. I'm ready to go.
In between the drinking, we're going to be doing shows. We're actually going to do our drunk show, which we've talked about doing forever.
Like 100 episodes
ago. We promised it like 600 episodes ago. It was like show 169 because we thought 69, that's funny. We'll get drunk, but we didn't, which was sad. But we will get drunk and do a show. Maybe we're funny. What if we're funnier when we're drunk and we just have to be drunk for every show?
No.
I don't know. Is there any other news that you know about? We did talk last night, the other day after we recorded the show, we were talking about... the breakup of Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez.
Well, they were already spotted back together hanging out.
Oh, shut up. They're so young. They should not be together. You should
not
get...
Why not? No, you promote people not being together.
Right,
because
they're young. They're growing. They're changing. So what? They're teenagers.
People can get together when they're young, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but they're not happy.
Sorry to break it to you,
they're not happy when
they
do. Don't get married before you're 30. Okay, when is ejaculation premature and when should a penis be made numb? How long is sex supposed to last? One consensus of sex therapists said 3 to 7 minutes of penis in vagina is adequate, while 7 to 13 minutes is desirable. If 3 minutes is adequate, then when does it become an actual medical diagnosis of premature ejaculation? So a lot of doctors in the late 80s when physicians started prescribing SSRI medications to treat depression, now it's like Zoloft and Paxil, it's all that stuff, some patients taking them noticed that they were also taking longer to ejaculate. So they started prescribing these drugs. Then they started making these topical numbing creams now to partially numb your penis during sex to prevent premature ejaculation. You do lose fine sensory details. If someone lightly brushed your penis with a feather, you probably wouldn't know it, but it actually isn't as numbing as you think. That sounds kind of painful. I think you should just do your Kegel exercises, download my app, Kegel Camp, in the iTunes store or on your smartphone. Oh, it's just for iPhones on your iPhone. And if you do them 5 minutes a day, you won't be a premature ejaculator and you will have stronger orgasms. That's all I got to say about that. Can you imagine putting numbing cream in your penis? Wouldn't that scare you that it would never become unnumb?
Yeah.
What if it never became unnumb?
No, I wouldn't do it. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, here's...
Tequila is my numbing agent.
I know. What kind of tequila should I get when you visit?
I mean, I have a couple that I like, so I'll
be... You'll tell me. You'll be supplying it?
I mean, there's Don Julio, there's Patron, I know you like cheap, so there's a
What do you mean I like cheap? I don't like cheap.
You're so cheap, you won't spend money on anything, so
That's a lie, that's you.
Me?
How am I cheap? How am I cheap?
You're cheap.
You being serious?
Money. Yeah.
Really? I don't think of myself that way. I have no money, but I'm not cheap. I mean, I spend money, but I'm not cheap.
Maybe you just don't like spending money. How about
that? I don't have any money. Send us money.
Donate.
Feedback at sexwithemily.com.
Okay. Maybe you're not cheap. You just don't have money to spend on it. So, Tres Agaves, silver. Good.
Okay, just text me it. Wait before you come. Okay, so here's something I got about Selena Gomez. I'm totally blocking Justin from my life. Selena Gomez spent the day blocking her phone number and other communication devices so Justin Bieber cannot contact her. That's what TMZ said. Menace. And you believe what? TMZ.
They already had a picture of them together.
Yeah, they were probably exchanging their, you know, shoes that she left at her house.
No, they were at a restaurant.
Well, whatever. They were saying their goodbyes. And TMZ learned the breakup definitely involved another woman.
Oh, no.
They have speculation it's a Victoria's Secret model. Well, who else are you going to cheat with if not a Victoria's Secret model, right?
Yeah.
And then you all know about Mr. Petraeus. He resigns as director of the CIA after having an affair with his biographer. You heard about this,
Do you
right?
think this was because he didn't want to be the person that had to go through all those interviews with that whole thing of not having enough protection for those people that got killed overseas?
I don't think so. I think that he truly had an affair with this woman.
And it was just good timing.
It was just good timing that he didn't have to go through it. But
yeah.
Paula Broadwell, the biographer who's never written a biography before, he flew her out with him to the Gulf or wherever they were, mm-hmm. the Middle East for two years. I mean, like what? How? I don't know that that's right. How long he did it, but. How long? Mm-hmm. He flew whatever. The point is, he knew he was having an affair with her, and then he like, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll fly her with me to travel with me and live with me and have an affair. But he's trying to get back together with his wife. He had to resign. I don't think it matters. I do not know why people care. I mean, I guess he's married, and that's wrong. That is wrong. I'm sorry. You should not cheat. You should just break up with your partner before you cheat. So that's wrong. But it doesn't mean that he can't be the director of the CIA still because he was, you know, getting blowjob from another woman.
I don't think you know, you should ever cheat or anything like that. But
however,
it sucks because every time they show a clip of his wife talking, she talks like this. Hi, how are you doing? I am a robot.
Really?
My husband is in the seat. No, this is like a couple.
Oh.
They like to show random clips of her like speaking at certain things.
How long are they together?
37 years.
Yeah, it's long. 37 years. You're right.
Yeah.
He said, I showed extremely poor judgment by engaging in an extramarital affair. Yes, you did. Such behavior is unacceptable, both as a husband and a leader of an organization such as ours. I'm just tired of this. Like, in France, the president gets married. He has other spouses. You know, it's like, it's okay. Like, I should move to France. And then I wouldn't have to read these stories anymore.
It would be, if you don't want to be with the robot anymore, CIA guy, just divorce her. Like, why? Why just continue this thing where you can get busted, you know?
I don't know.
Just hook up with the biographer. She's kind of hot. Because
people think, I think men, when they're in very powerful positions, I think it's two things. They think that they are sort of invincible and that nothing can touch them and that it's sort of okay and they live above the law. I mean, he's the director of the CIA. How is he going to get in trouble? And then I also think that there is something that comes with power that men just think that, again, they're invincible, but also that you think you can have anything. You're like, I've got all the money I need. I've got this. I've got women. And it's just sort of everything's at your fingertips. And power is an aphrodisiac for many women. So he probably, you know, and he's not the best looking guy in the world, but he probably has opportunities to be with women because of his powerful status. I think that has a lot to do with it, too.
Do you know what's funny?
What's funny?
I was wondering, I go, why is there such a big investigation in this? And I guess I can understand, like, security breach and all that stuff. But then the funny thing is you bring up, like, how he was flying around everywhere. Like, who was paying for that? Was the government paying for that?
Yeah,
or
I'm
was
sure.
he paying out of pocket?
I'm sure he never pays out of pocket. He's a government official. If you work for the government for that long, you figure out ways never to pay for anything. I think. I worked for the government. Anyway, a long time ago. I would not get a job with the government again. But it was a very good job. For a while. Okay, cool. We can get into some emails.
All right, emails from the peeps. What's going on?
From the peeps. Hi, Emily. I live with my boyfriend and a roommate. We all met in the military, and I got out about 2 years ago. Since then, we've all gotten very close and pretty much know everything about each other. The roommate was in a relationship for about as long as my boyfriend and I have been together, but broke up with his girlfriend when she moved to Japan. It was hard for him at first, and we've all been there for him. But it became clear as time went on that he had feelings for me. He even kissed me in his car, and I never told my boyfriend. It seems that this is a trend when we get drunk, and I have assumed that it might be a drunk thing, but I really feel that he has actual feelings for me. I've confronted him about it, but he doesn't seem to want to talk about it. But honestly, I have feelings for him too. Ooh. My boyfriend is leaving for the military next October and will be going home to Oregon. The plan was to go with him, but now I'm not so sure. I care about both of them. I don't want to hurt either, but my feelings are so overwhelming right now. I don't know what to do. Please help, Cecilia. She's living with two men that she's got feelings for. That's difficult. That's a challenging situation. I would say if you are having other feelings for this guy, that you probably shouldn't be going with him away to Oregon. He's going to Oregon and you're going to go with him. You know what? I think you're young. I think that you shouldn't go with your boyfriend. If you're already having feelings for your roommate, there's going to be other men that you have feelings for. And I would say that you're probably right. And he won't talk about it because there is – I used to have a guy friend that every time he was drunk, he would try to make out with me. And then like, you know what? If you really like me and you want to be with me, let's talk about it when you're sober. So then at lunch the next day, I used to stay with him in LA all the time. I'd say, this was not my ex. It was another friend. But every time we were drunk, which was a lot, he was like, let's hook up. So then at lunch, I'd be like, so, do you have feelings for me? Do you want to hook up with me? And he'd be like, I don't want to talk about it. So I never really knew, and we're still good friends, and he's getting married now, and he doesn't try to kiss me anymore. But I'm just curious if he, you know, and there's sometimes it is just a drunk thing. So I wouldn't, Cecilia, I would not go with your boyfriend to his place because of this other roommate. But it sounds like you're in the place right now where you're open to liking other people, whether or not it's the roommate or whoever. It sounds like you have ambivalence about your relationship with your boyfriend. And therefore, I would perhaps just, you know, stay where you're at. If you guys are meant to be, you can do a long distance thing for a while. But I'm just always wary of women, I'm assuming in your 20s, even, you know, just picking up and moving with their boyfriend. They think it's going to be it. And you just, like I said earlier, like, I don't even think you should get married before you're 30. Like, 20s are all about figuring out who you are, what you want, playing around, having a good time. And it sounds like you just, you're confused right now. And so I would say that you shouldn't move in with your boyfriend just because, move with him just because you think that's going to help solve things. You're still going to, if it's not the roommate, it'll be someone else.
Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. Blah, blah, blah,
I love
blah,
that song.
Don't know the rest of the song.
I know it all, but I'm not going to sing because then people would turn off the radio.
Cecilia. You're
I'm
breaking
down on my
knees.
I'm begging you, please to come home.
Cecilia.
Okay, Cecilia. So that's what we have to say. Right. What do you think, Menace? Do you have any feelings?
No.
You disagree with me?
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. Hi, Emily and Menace. Let me first state that I've been an avid listener for 6 months now, and I must say that Adam and Eve coupon is great. So Adam and Eve, go to adamandeve.com, use coupon code Emily at checkout, and you get 50% off any item and a free gift. How freaking great is that? You want to buy a sex toy, you want to buy a DVD, you want to buy some, they have everything at adamandeve.com. And coupon code Emily, in the free gift and adult DVDs, you get like a package. Like, you could buy one toy or one whatever, and then you're going to get a whole bunch of other stuff with you and free shipping, which I love free shipping. Do you know that I will not order anything that does not have free shipping?
Because you're cheap.
No, I'm just pisses me off. You've never called me cheap until today, first of all. So now I feel like you're harboring these feelings, and I'm so not, like, I am so many things, but I'm not cheap. I'm poor,
kidding.
But I'm not cheap. I know,
I'm
it's so mean.
Joking.
Now, who brought you a nice dinner last night?
You
just
did.
Just because it was the first time I probably ever bought you dinner doesn't mean anything, but we don't ever go to dinner. Okay, so he loves Adam and Eve, and I'm just going to tell you.
You bought me like a burrito once, I think.
I bought you a $100 bar of tequila once, too. Do you remember that really nice tequila that you loved? I went all over the city trying to find it.
The 1901
yes.
tequila? They charge you $100
for
that?
It's like $85. Yeah.
Thank you.
$90, $70? I don't remember. It was years ago. Oh, my God. You're making me so bad. Okay, anyway, that was enough about Adam and Eve. He loves Adam and Eve coupon. Thank you. About 2 years ago, I hooked up with a girl. We hit it off, and being the horny teenagers we were, engaged in sexual activities many times. We now have a one-year-old little girl and living happily together. A few weeks ago, I got home from work and went to log into the computer we share and saw a message pop up from some guy. I got to reading their conversation. Turned out they had sex while I was at work. I confronted her about it that night, and we kind of worked things out, but I can't get it out of my head. I try not to think about it, but I know it will always be there. I still think I love her, but at the end of the night, we were both young people trying to do the grown-up thing. I don't know what to do. Confused, in need of help, Daniel from Danville, Pennsylvania. So Daniel. I think you got to confront her about it. I know it's not great to check the email and all that stuff.
Well, he did. He said he did. He said he talked to her about it, and then they're working
he
it
said,
out, right?
He said, like, oh, I confronted her, right?
Yeah.
So I know you can't get it out of your head. I don't know why I didn't say it. I know you can't get it out of your head, and it is very, very hard because an affair can destroy a relationship, but it can also repair a relationship. So you guys might need to go into some therapy. You're young and you're together. And I mean, do you not want to have sex with anyone else? You might. That might come up for you too. So I think you guys should really get into it. It's really hard to forgive and forget because you picture her with someone else. And when she says she's at the grocery store, you're thinking, is she really at the grocery store? Or is she banging the, you know, neighbor? So you just don't know. But it can also renew a relationship and bring people closer together. But the thing is that trust is one of the most precious assets in a relationship. And once it's tainted, it can be very hard to rebuild. So it takes engaging in emotional work and serious commitment. You have to commit to the relationship by both partners to get the trust back. So if you're just like, oh, I'm going to let it go, I'm just going to not think about it, that's not good. If it keeps coming up to you every day, then you're still having some trauma by it. It's almost like post-traumatic stress disorder. Like, you know, it's like post-traumatic.
You just need to go bang somebody else and it's equal playing field and you're straight.
No, don't bang someone else. You can use the affair as an opportunity to learn from your mistakes.
It messes up the relationship forever.
But
I'm sorry. You just can never, as a man, sorry, you can speak as a woman. And I think women can get over this kind of stuff way easier than a guy can. I give that to you, women. I think you can forgive and forget when it comes to this kind of stuff. But guys, it's just like, it's such an ego thing.
Yeah.
You got to go bang somebody else. And in your mindset, you're
honey,
you're
that's not going to make him equal. That's not going to make him feel better if he bangs someone make else. Don't bang someone else. If the couple, you can use the affair as an opportunity to learn from your mistakes. It can improve your communication and your overall connection to the marriage and all that. But it can become stronger than it was before the affair. But I'm here to tell you, Daniel, it's going to take work. And are you ready for the work? Because if it's bothering you and coming up every day, then you are not over it yet and you got to go to therapy with her. ASAP. You can have community. The communities have like cheaper therapy if you can't afford therapy. A lot of people can't. I always say you should go to therapy because I believe that every person on this planet, including menace, needs therapy. And a lot of times people can't afford
therapy.
Jesus. Don't give it. We don't have time.
What?
We don't have time to get into why you
why
need
do I need therapy? Give me a couple reasons.
Honey, because I think that you have some commitment emotional issues. I do. I really do. And I think that you are. I can't get into it now because we are doing a short.
But everyone, I know, but it's just
everyone
has different feelings about different things. Just because I don't,
you are not as emotionally available, maybe with women. I think you have some negativity towards women, which I don't understand. I thought it came from your mom, but you've told me that it doesn't. I feel like sexually, unless you have some crazy sex that I don't know about, you might be a little more inhibited, which is ironic that you're, on Sex with Emily with me. I think that, as long as I've known you, you never really had a girlfriend. I know you're kind of sort of dating someone now that you keep in the closet, but I don't. I feel like if you were with someone that you really loved and that you feel like is an equal, you'd be like out with her. I'd meet her. I'd know her, parading her around the whole thing. Or maybe you do and I don't see you. I'm just not sure that you know exactly what you want. And I know that the work, and I get it because work is so important. Like I have a hard time being in a relationship because I'm not making the money I need to be making and my career is not where I want it to be and all that stuff. So I think a lot of that holds you back. I don't know. But I think you're overall healthy. I don't think you're terrible. Like, I don't think you need to go to therapy tomorrow. But I think everyone in the universe benefits from therapy. My parents threw me into therapy when I was 10.
See? That.
Honey, I'm healthy. See? Maybe.
That
sort
therapy
of.
Made you, at 10 years old.
My
you
parents
can't
got divorced.
Even, yeah,
they thought,
but you can't
I
even
pictures.
Comprehend.
I do pictures. That's what you do in therapy when you're 10.
It's crazy at 10 years old. You can't even comprehend what's going on.
I know. It was really hard.
My parents divorced when I was 6, and I still believe
you,
in marriage.
That's exactly why you need therapy. You've never
why?
Dealt with that.
What do you mean I never dealt with that? I think it's awesome.
I think that you need help.
I don't want to hear bitching any, or argument.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I'm happy that they got divorced and they didn't want to, be together because they felt that they have to. Because
no, that's true.
They had
but
a
it's
son.
Still hard as a kid to not have mommy and daddy and all your friends and mommy and daddy and your parents weren't
I
there.
I never really tripped off it, to be honest.
I think you blocked it.
That I blocked
I
it?
I think you're
that
still
I
tripping.
Cared? No.
Yeah, why wouldn't you care? You like your dad, you like your mom, right? Or you don't?
Yeah, no. I like them both. I think
okay.
they're awesome.
Okay, maybe you're totally fine. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I misdiagnosed you.
I just don't like my mom's a constant worrier. Always did you get this done? Get that done? I just don't like hearing it. So that's
right.
why we don't talk
You don't
as
like
much.
Women talking, period. And that comes from your mom.
Maybe.
Yeah. You
Maybe
hate women talking.
Right
I think that is part of it.
Okay.
So,
we had a breakthrough. Everybody.
Okay. We had a breakthrough. No, really. You don't. I think it. No. I believe that most men, not most men, many men think that women eventually start to sound like their mother and they just want them to shut the hell up. That's my theory.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to give a shout out to the Sinclair Institute for overall sex education. Sex educational DVDs. They will help you with everything. They'll teach you better techniques, how to have better sex. People email me all day long. How do I perform oral sex? How do I enhance my libido? How do I do this position or that position? Or how do we make things spicy again? SinclairInstitute.com. Use coupon code Emily50 for 50 off any item. And I'm telling you, you must have more than one item in your cart. But it's like, it's so... The thing is, I think that porn is a terrible way to learn about having sex, how to have sex, because it's like not technically spot on. But Sinclair Institute has hundreds of DVDs to choose from that you can watch with your partner. It is naked people having sex in a lot of them, yes. But it's titillating, but it's also educational because so many women are not getting what they want in bed, and neither are men. And if you watch it, go through, peruse their library and be like, you know what? I really want to learn how to perform oral sex on my wife better. So let's watch it together. And then you're watching it and then you do it and then you don't have to talk about it. It's just, it's amazing. So everyone should check out Sinclair Institute. Let's move into our topic. We have, yeah?
We have a few minutes, yes.
Okay. We'll do this topic because today's show is a little bit shorter. Don't everyone email me and get upset because it's just busy right now and I love you all. So just don't get mad at me.
Chill the F out.
Body grooming or manscaping, okay?
This is where you destroyed me one time.
Why would I do? Oh my God. That's okay. So every Thursday we release our old show. We've got 700 shows. And a lot of them are not online now. They're not available. But that was one of our earliest shows. That was like show number 40. And we've done 700. I had this bikini waxer come in who does men and women. She does manzillions and boyzillions, whatever they call them. And I had her give Menace a bikini wax on the air.
Yeah.
He stripped down and I didn't see it because you were in another room and ripped the wax off you.
Yeah. And then never grew back correctly ever again.
It did. It did.
I was injured for life.
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
I hated it.
But men are doing all this stuff now. Men are, especially, I live near the Castro, which is like the gay district. I mean, everyone, not just gay community, but like everyone. I don't know why I said that, but everyone does do it. So here's some do's and don'ts.
You definitely know that they do it because in the Castro, everyone's walking around naked now. My buddy.
I know.
My buddy, he Instagrammed this picture of this guy today, and it was raining in San Francisco. And this guy was walking down the street completely naked, and he goes, "It's raining, men."
Oh my God, that's funny. There's that whole swath of grass. Yeah.
But these guys are all hairless.
Right, exactly. So these are some do's and don'ts. Do trim your armpit hair. Keep your underarm hair trimmed to a reasonable length. It will not only look better this way, but you'll also notice that you'll sweat less and therefore smell better. Do you trim your armpit hair?
No, I'm not really hairy there.
Some guys don't need to.
Yeah.
But don't shave your armpits bare. That's freaky and that's weird. Women expect to see some hair beneath their arms, but if it gets too long, it's okay to trim it. Do groom your chest hair if you have a lot. Now, I don't know about this. Some women love curly, crazy chest hair. Some don't. So it really, it's your preference. I know like in the gay community, like a lot of my friends, they don't like any hair. But if you have a lot, you know, trim it. Easy to do, right? Can you do that? Do you do that? No.
I'm not hairy there. But I think... Once I started manscaping, it just started getting longer and thicker. And people say that's
not
an urban
true.
Myth.
It is
but
urban
I
myth.
Swear that I must be, that's the only place that I'm really hairy then. Because everywhere else, I'm not hairy at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I grow a lot of hair on my face quickly
you
nowadays.
You do?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Don't go Brazilian or bare everywhere. You can do a manzillion. The only men you should ever consider going completely hairless are competitive bikers or swimmers. It's not for the purpose of increased speed, it's just kind of weird. And I've dated biker guys that have, they shave their whole body. It is kind of weird. So don't go bare everywhere, but just trim. Like, you trim your pubic area, don't you?
Yeah, you have to.
You have to, guys. So just trim down there.
Plus, it makes your penis look bigger, too.
Is that true?
It does.
Is that why you trim?
No, I'm just hairy.
Okay. Do get rid of shoulder and back hair. I'm just telling you, these are the popular do's and don'ts. I never want to say you have to get rid of your back hair. But as my friend calls it, a back pussy, I do think that it's not attractive.
A back pussy?
He calls it a back pussy. His back
never
hair.
Heard that before.
Isn't that funny? You can use that.
All right.
Most women agree that hair on your back.
I don't know. But go ahead.
I don't know. Just say like, hey, dude, you got a back pussy. You better wax that.
And your back pussy's looking kind of werewolfish.
But it is kind of like, you see the guys in the gym with the hair everywhere. But then again, I'm going to say this. There are some people who might find that really attractive. So I'm just saying, but if you don't know what to do, you can also get like laser and it can be gone forever. It's more expensive. Or you could just wax it. Don't shave patterns. I don't want to see like a heart or your initials or my initials in your penis and your pubic hair or in your on your chest.
Women do that though. They shave like hearts.
Women do put like vajazzling. Like they vajazzle their vagina. So I would say that you could do for pubic. There's some pubic hairstyles. There's the cock hawk for the male, landing strip for men. They shave all the hair except a thick strip down the center. There's a flame hawk. Shave all hair except a strip. Use gel to form spikes. Or the boss hog, shaving only a small strip down the middle and leaving hair on each side. So that's about male grooming. Women can participate in No Shave November 2 with the returns of the 70s bush if they want to. How would you feel about that?
The returns of this? No.
You don't like the bush?
No.
Okay. And here's another thing, guys, about trimming down there. I have to be honest. I don't care. Like, if I'm with a guy and he doesn't, it doesn't bother me, even if I'm performing oral sex in him, like, I'm not that uptight about it. But that could be, a lot of women are kind of, like, not into it if you're with a woman. And there's, and she might not perform oral sex on you. If you want more oral sex, I have to tell you about Mask, yourmask.com, M-A-S-Q-E. They're like these, they're like those breath strips that you put on your tongue. Mm-hmm. And they mask the taste of semen because some women don't perform oral sex. Maybe they don't want your hair, but they don't like the taste of semen. So Mask, it hides taste of semen. It tastes like mango, chocolate, watermelon, and strawberry. Either one. You can pick four flavors. You put it on your tongue for 20 minutes, and it's great for the gay community too. And it just tastes like you know, when you're next time you perform oral sex, it'll taste like a chocolate milkshake. It's awesome.
Delish.
So are you not going to let me get into female grooming now because you're tense?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll save it for the next show.
Okay, this is what I got to say, though. Just let me say one more thing.
All right.
Okay, I just want to say that I love you, Menace.
I love
all of our listeners, and you should email me all the time at feedback@sexwithemily.com. We love listening to you, hearing from you, reading your emails, answering them on our website. Buy my book, Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight. And also, I've got a new iPhone app called Emily's Sex Drive in the iTunes store, which I keep forgetting to mention, and Kegel Camp, and 101 Sex Tips. Those are all my apps. Support the show, support me, and have better sex if that's what you want. So thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Cauldron, I don't know if we should be exploring Old Man Sinclair's property like this.
Hush up now, help it. Old Man Sinclair's deaf as a coot. He won't hear us. And besides, this is what friends do. Go on adventures and find out the secrets of better sex together.
What was that last part?
Be careful. This is Old Man Sinclair's landmine field.
Oh, Cauldron, I'm caught in a bear trap.
Help her, you dummy. Now Old Man Sinclair will hear for sure.
Who's that out there? Who will remove? Cut your head off.
Over here, help!
What? Oh, is that Helbert and Corgan out there?
Yeah. No.
I should have known you dinglings would find yourselves out here. Here, let me help you out of that trap.
Hey, now I've got your gun, Mr. Sinclair.
Give me that, you dummy.
Oh, here you go.
A table of turns, Sinclair. Now take us to your locker full of sex tips and secrets.
Easy now. I don't want any trouble. I'm just a simple man trying to make my sex tapes.
Don't give us any sass. We just want to know where your award-winning Sexploration series is.
You can buy it on Sinclair Institute on the .com like every other sucker. That's SinclairInstitute.com. SINCLAIR Institute DOTCUM.
Cauldron, I just found the tapes. They was hiding here in this giant box that says tapes.
We're gonna be sex masters. Help me, you dummy. Watch out, you're gonna fall on that gun aimed at Old Man Sinclair's hand.
Guess we should have gone to SinclairInstitute.com like you said.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Hey, Cauldron, how do you spell that website again?
Help it, you dummy. S-I-N-C-L-A-I-R.
Like we say where I'm from, it shouldn't be murder to have better sex. Let the good folks of Sinclair Institute take you on your next sexual adventure. So y'all come back to SinclairInstitute.com and use coupon code Emily50 for for 50% off any one item. My favorite's the DVD about G-spot pleasures, and my missus likes the Benoit balls. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting Sex with Emily.